Dr. Wally Covington says too many little trees are causing big problems in the Ponderosa Pine Forest. This is Inquiring Minds, insights from the campus of Northern Arizona University. For almost four decades, Professor Wally Covington has made the case that today's southwestern forests are in widespread decline. Before pioneers arrived, the forest looked and acted differently than it does today. Covington's research shows the forest was open. Big old trees grew in clumps. Grasses and wildflowers covered meadows. Ground fires cleaned up the forest floor. 100 years ago, there were 10, 30, maybe 50 trees per acre. Today, there are hundreds of small diameter trees suffocating millions of acres and lining up like matchsticks.
Instead of a self-regulating forest, we've got a forest that is so out of whack that there's not much that can be done when you get a lightning strike and heavy winds.
Covington has documented how wildfires have grown in size and intensity. In the 1960s, fire was getting into the treetops. By the 90s, crown fires had grown to tens of thousands of acres. Now they are burning hundreds of thousands of acres. NAU's Ecological Restoration Institute executive director says we're running out of time to restore forest health. But he sees opportunity where excess trees carve out jobs and products.
One that I'm particularly excited about is biomass utilization to produce electricity. Here on our campus at Northern Arizona University, President Hager has had as a goal getting the campus to a carbon neutral status so it's not reliant upon fossil fuels.
Covington burns with hope for forests that are assets instead of liabilities for future generations. Inquiring Minds is a production of KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.